If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.
Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, as CatholicAudioMedia.com, and on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media as one word, unless you're on Spotify, and then it's Catholic Audio Media on three words. And you can also hear us at stanthonyalston.org. So that's ST for Saint, stanthonyalston.org. Well, we're on Monday. This week's going to be a special week. This is going to be the week we celebrate what I'm calling Animae Magna. And what that means is big souls in preparation for the Super Bowl, which is coming up, of course, on Sunday, and then Lent, which is coming up on Wednesday. So this is a real interesting week, and we're going to talk more about that on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. But in the meantime, we are going to listen to my homily, as we always do on Mondays. And here is my homily talking about St. Paul seeking to be all things to all men, well, to all people, we can assume that, in order that all may be saved. We'll switch over to St. Anthony right now.
A while ago, I went to a talk at, I think it was Barnes & Noble, and Guy was releasing his new book, and what he talked about were the most successful companies that he had found. He did a whole study on the most successful companies. And what he found, what made them successful, was they believed that if people used their product, the world would be a better place. And that's what drove them. So, for example, in one of the companies we talked about was Microsoft. Microsoft believes that if everyone uses Microsoft on their desktop, the world will be a better place. And it was that idea that drove all these successful companies. That's why they wanted to be successful, because they believed in what they did. Now, if we look at today's second reading, we're looking at St. Paul, and he has that same attitude as well. You can see him talking about getting the message out to teach people the gospel. And it's a powerful message he's teaching them, because remember, this is that message we see in the first letter of John and also the prologue of John. That new understanding of who we are as human beings, that reality of this encounter with Jesus Christ, that ability to be in union with God and be led by the Spirit to eternal life. And that powerful message, he said he wanted to get it out. And therefore, as you see, he doesn't leave anyone out, and he doesn't turn around and say, I'm going to do things this way so that anyone who wants to listen to it can, and those who don't, they can go away. It's not part of that at all. It's, I want to do what I can to bring people to understand this message. So to the weak, I will become weak. I will be all things to all men, so we can say all people, so that they can all hear the message. And you can see that same vision of what started him preaching. He understood the power of what it was he was preaching. One of the things I've dealt with evangelicals is they have something called church planting. And church planting is, if you ever talk to some of them when they're doing that, they are so excited about the gospel and they do church planting. We go someplace, we'll tell you, where they don't have a church, and we will start a church there. Now, what often happens is there is a church there, but it happens to be Catholic, and they're leading people into their church, not necessarily trying to lead people out of the Catholic church, but that by default happens. But we look at that and we say, look at that vision. And anytime I'm dealing with evangelicals, I see that vision. This will change people's lives. But that call is for us to have that vision as well, not because the evangelicals do it, it's because St. Paul does it. And to live in a way that we understand people's lives will change. So we have to be careful of the idea that if we live a certain way, we have the power to tell people either to change their lives or to go away. And there are people that do that. And that's not the message of St. Paul. It's everything we do to glorify God that all may be saved. That was his bottom line message. And so that's what he worked on, to make sure that people understand that. Now, it just so happens this week I saw something else which would kind of be the opposite, but it's not. It's from an earlier time in the church, and it comes from the Baltimore Catechism. And if you remember, many of you grew up with it. And it showed teenager on his way to confession. And he has four boxes. And Billy has four mortal sins that he needs to confess. And so he goes to confession to confess his four mortal sins. But he doesn't feel comfortable about talking about the fourth mortal sin, so he skips it. So Billy comes out of the confessional with five mortal sins. What a horrible way to teach the faith. But that's the way it was done. And you contrast that with St. Paul. I mean, it's not saying that that's wrong and incorrect. It's correct, but there are a thousand or billion ways better to preach it to help people understand. For example, Billy has trouble. He feels uncomfortable preaching the fourth mortal sin, but Billy learned from his sister that if he prays to his guardian angel and says, please help me make a good confession, then everything will work out fine. It's a whole different way, isn't it? And you can see that, or some style like that. I know a lot of people pray to the saints before they do a confession. So do you see that difference? And you take that vision that we see in St. Paul, we take that vision we see in the evangelicals, and what we see there is that's the vision he calls us to have. Not so much, obviously, we're not called to be church planters, but how we live, how we do our work, how we do our job, how we do everything. Everyone we encounter, without preaching the word to anyone, the way we live our lives may change someone's life. How we react, how we respond, that may change someone's life to understand Christ. Not even we have, as St. Francis said, preach the word at all times, if necessary, use words. We don't have to preach anything, but if we're living the gospel will be effective to people who recognize that. And they will see that, and they will understand that. So we recognize this powerful vision that St. Paul had, which ironically is the same vision all your major successful companies have in building their company. It's that idea, if everyone understands our message, the world will be a better place. Yet, isn't our message the most important of them all? And if everyone understands our message, the world will be a better place.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every Sunday. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about experiencing and trying a church out, so to speak, the standing invitation allows you to do that. Now, you may feel uncomfortable. You say, well, I'm not going to contribute anything because I'm not ready to decide whether or not this is my parish. And so what you may do is you say, well, what am I going to do? So you don't have to go there hands hanging. Here's what I want you to do. Write down the word radio on a piece of paper and put that into the collection basket as it comes around. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. and doesn't go for any other parish or church. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this, which is the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and that's our chanted Mass, where I chant out the Mass parts and you chant out the responses. It's very good. This standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. You can also find us at ST for stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And do remember, we are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So we're back, and we're talking about that powerful message from St. Paul, that message that understands how powerful the gospel is and how it's our role to lead people to understand this powerful message of the gospel. And I have an expression that I use: if we don't do it, someone else will, and they won't do it as well. So this is important, keeping in mind that is our call, to live the gospel powerfully. And you also look in there where that little story there about teenager who was going to confession, and he had four mortal sins and he didn't confess one of them, so he walked out of confession with five mortal sins. That's the way it was taught back then. Very tyrannical. And although that's technically true, it's really not taught correctly. It's, you know, to trust in the Lord and to trust the understanding of confession, and to trust that when you are confessing, it is a powerful sacrament, and bring all that in, but that's not brought in. It's just this very stern, and you will do it this way. And well, as I often bring up, oftentimes our religion was taught where they gave the image of God as like that that hologram in the original Wizard of Oz, in the original movie. And of course, that's completely wrong. We'll talk more tomorrow on Animae Magna. We'll see you then. Until then, have a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.